Hello, everyone, and welcome to this exclusive Game Day Live app. I'm joined by Andre Carter. Now, you're sort of a new Patriot, but not really. You were here in 2011. Just how does it feel being back here with this team?
Well, one, I'm not old. I mean, if that's what you're implying.
No, I'm not implying that.
Okay. No, it feels great to be back. I mean, granted, the locker room has changed. A little bit of the dynamic has changed. But, however, Patriots, and it's great to be back to an amazing organization.
Well, you played with Isaac Sopawaga, who was a recent signing of the Patriots this week as well when you were in San Francisco, right?
Yes, I did. I've known him since he was a little baby, you know, young rookie in 2004. I always give him a hard time. He was a quiet kid, kept to himself. Now he's vocal. I'm like, what's going on, man? You're talking. He said, 10 years in the league will do that to you.
Well, now you guys are rejoined here. Now, some rookies, though, who are on this team haven't faced the quarterback that you faced before, Ben Roethlisberger. In 2011, you had not one but two sacks against them. The conversation this week has been so much about how big of a guy he is. From your personal experience, how big and how tough is he?
He's tough. I mean, one, Ben Roethlisberger is a competitor. Everybody knows that. He keeps plays alive, the drives alive. He keeps the crowd going. Well, now he's on our turf, so. But he's definitely utilized in that offense as far as bringing the momentum to keep the offense strong. So Ben is tough, and even though I had sacked him a few years ago, I'm like, man, he's a big boy. So what's important is for everybody just to rally to him when possible and get him down.
All right. Well, now I've got a real tough question for you. Are you a guy who has superstitions?
I used to back in the day. I used to do kind of like...
Wait, back in the day? I thought you weren't old.
Back in my younger days as a NFL player.
Right. Any game day rituals, music that you have to listen to, meals you have to eat, anything out of the ordinary?
The meals are just oatmeal, maybe some hash browns, and maybe a waffle or two. I want to be light coming into the game.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and good luck this weekend against the Steelers.
I appreciate it.
All right, guys, so that was Andre Carter. Now, like we were saying earlier, much of the conversation has been about Big Ben. Now, this guy, for good reason, because he can shake off defenders and extend plays. The play is almost never over. Coach Belichick talked earlier this week kind of joking about putting Nate Solder as the quarterback position just to kind of simulate that size solely because of his size. Now, another big part of the conversation this week has been about Pittsburgh's defense. Troy Polamalu, who's one of the best safeties in the NFL. So my eyes will be on Rob Gronkowski, who I believe will go up against Polamalu a couple of times. But other than that, I want to pay close attention to Rob Ninkovich, Chandler Jones, see how well they contain Roethlisberger, and see if they can get on him. That'll do it for this exclusive Game Day Live report. Enjoy the game, everybody.